drag them out like that. But,
yeah.
But that was when I was small. I just can't remember.
I tell you, I can't come through Cordial night before last. I noticed.
Oh,
and that is one run.
Man, that's the niggas have done took up that place. That's the truth.
That's the roughest town I've ever seen.
Yes, it's full of them. That's right.
Well, it's all welfare and this and that and things like that. But
yeah. So, these daggone food stamps and welfare, it is, I know how we think that the niggas getting all the welfare, but they the poor folks, so, I mean, some of them ain't poor, but the average ones, I guess the good Lord figures on us looking after them.
Well, when you were coming up, of course, it wasn't that way.
Your niggers were all of them lived on the farm just about when I was a boy, you see.
Yeah.
And they grew their sweet potatoes and the corn and collard greens and turnip greens, and they had stuff growing in the garden all the time. They had cabbage and collard, and in the wintertime they had turnips in the wintertime. And they had potatoes to eat all. They always had chickens. Every old nigga woman had chickens in the yard. And it didn't cost them so much to live. And when I started telling you a while ago, my wife was talking, you give a nigga 4 pounds of meat, a peck of meal, and so much tobacco. Each nigga man got that on Saturday evening when he come to the commissary. All farmers that had much as 4 or 5 niggas had a little crop. It was actually just a portion of the smokehouse at my daddy's place.
Mm-hmm.
But he always had tobacco and matches and coffee and sugar and meat. Most of it was his meat where he raised, but he had meat and syrup in the commissary. I chewed tobacco when I was a little boy. They sent me to the commissary to get niggas some, so I'd get me a little piece. He had old tobacco cutting, he had old plugs, you know. I guess it's still by a plug of tobacco. Had you cut him off a piece, half a plug or a quarter of a plug, you see, for so much.
They used to twist it too, didn't they?
Yeah, some niggas that stayed around where they grew tobacco. And I think that they got that from for a short while. You could buy tobacco twisted, chew it twisted like that. Niggas got the twist in the tobacco. I smoked a mini roll up cigar out of stingy green, because it wasn't green, it done cured, but out of tobacco you made. But a lot of niggas, they got what they learned how to make a pretty fast cigar, a nigga would. He'd take them real good leaves, you know, and he'd work them till he got just as pliable, and he'd take some kind of rough leaves and take that good leaf and roll that stuff up just as tight and keep on messing with it. I think some of them put a little, you know, tobacco, got a little sugar or some kind of stuff in it. And he'd take some syrup and put on to make it sticky when he get it stuck together. And that's right. Some of them could make a right decent looking cigar.
There was a different kind of place where they would cure it, wouldn't they? I mean, didn't they have a different kind of barn for
you,
it?
You had most all the tobacco they grew in this, you grow some shaded tobacco, burned tobacco down here in the edge of Florida. And I believe you tweet in Florida, man, some in Georgia. But all this about here, you cure it in a barn.
Mm-hmm. And it was, didn't they kind of shape in like this? I've seen a barn where, you know, when they come down to the bottom, they curve in, they come in like this.
I think you're talking about a late model deal. All the they got cured barns now that's made. You just put it all there in trays and cured. But used to, you hung it on, all your barn was straight up. He taller than they were big around, and you had the wind beams would go across there, and you put your tobacco on 4-foot sticks. You take 3 leaves over here, run a string around it, and somebody hand you 3 over there, and you run a string around it. It's right on back and forth across that thing, and make a half hitch around every time, and then you hang that stick up in there. You start filling the top, of course, and come on down, and you had one level full of tobacco that just was room for this to hang down. It didn't quite touch that stick.